Good morning and welcome to the Sundial Writers' Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this program that features poetry and prose by talented local writers read in their own voices. Today, Michael Guillebeau returns with a tribute to all those brave enough to create art.
All people everywhere have always cried out for more than ordinariness. A millennia ago, another beauty spinner, the poet Hafez, gave us his beautiful words. The small man builds cages for everyone he knows, while the sage, who has to duck his head when the moon is low, keeps dropping keys all night long for the beautiful, rowdy prisoners. How do beauty spinners create these magic keys? How can you find words that wave the magic wand of meaning and transform us automatons into real live boys and girls? Damned if I know. I've spent most of my life chasing beautiful words and reading books that try to reduce beauty creation to a set of easy-to-follow rules. And I'm still not sure that I know how it's done. But I am sure of one thing. It starts with the courage to face a blank page, or an unplayed guitar, or a sculptor's lump of clay, or a dance studio, and try to put something there that might move someone. To stand naked before uncaring eyes, beauty spinner Dylan, again, with your knees shaking and strum that first chord, knowing it will be all wrong, but praying that if you just try long enough and hard enough, maybe, just maybe, you'll hit one note that will reach from that secret place deep within you and touch a place deep within someone listening, and they will cheer. Or maybe just sit on a bench and try not to cry. This is important enough that I'm going to say it again. It is the simple courage to try to find and share beautiful meaning that creates beauty from the clay of our ordinary days and that makes us real live boys and girls. And that is why I come here today, to salute and thank the very ordinary people who summon the courage to lead us out of the ordinary and into beauty. Here in Huntsville, every Monday morning, they do this right in front of your eyes, like a very nervous apprentice chef trying to cook a gourmet meal at your table with shaking hands. Every Monday morning, another bewildered chef here at Sundial looks at the pile of turnips and moldy cheese and expired snails on the ordinary plate of their lives and tries to create a souffle beautiful enough to give you a key to escape your prisons. And because they try, here at Sundial, you can find a story of a teacher dedicated to the harshness of pure honesty and how that particular form of beauty made a young girl the writer she is today. Another Monday, you'll hear about a husband's insistence on the correct way to turn into Costco and how that tiny connection changes his lover long after he's gone. Every Monday, another key drops here. Ordinary people. Each of these Sundial writers, but changed by their own courage, they become key droppers and beauty spinners for each of us. Every Monday, for the price of a few minutes' attention, you can watch as they birth beautiful magic before your very own eyes here at WLRH. Thank you, Sundial writers, and thank you, keepers of the Sundial flame here at WLRH.
And you're welcome. We here at WLRH are proud to present all of you talented wordsmiths, including our writer today. Author and publisher Michael Guillebeau hails from Madison, Alabama, and is the winner of the 2017 Forward Reviews Indie Award for Humor Book of the Year for his novel, The Mad Librarian, about a North Alabama librarian who steals to keep her library alive. You can hear Michael's essay again by visiting the Sundial Writers Corner on our website, WLRH.org, and we'll bring you another episode of Sundial next Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.